All right, let's go. So we left off, again, like I said, because we're all using different editions. So, all right, we're still in the middle of the Hakdama, of the introduction here. So we left off, at least in my edition, it's a paragraph that begins with V'chivan Shekvar. V'chivan Shekvar his ames itzel kol chacham. Sorech temimos ha'avodah v'chovas taras menikyona. Now that we've already established, what's already become self-evident by every wise person, the need for timimus avoda, so the completion of avoda, chovas tarasa, to go ahead and conduct it in purity, vinikyon and cleanliness, shezulas ila, and these are all terms, by the way, that we will define over the course of this sefer, shezulas ila eina nirtzeis vaday klal. Because without any of these things, ultimately, one's avoda is deficient. Ella nim eses umitu aves. Rather, again, I will say, it's actually quite amazing. What the Ramchal is suggesting is that in order for avoda Hashem to be complete, it must be accompanied by a certain level of simplicity, by purity and by cleanliness. Obviously, we'll define what each of these terms mean independently. And avodas Hashem without these items is an avodas Hashem that is not acceptable. Ki kol levavos doresh Hashem, v'chol yetzer machshavos hu mevin. Because again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what happens in the heart of man, he knows what man thinks. Ma na'ane biyom tochicha, im hisrashanu min ha'iyun hazeh, v'inachnu dover mashu, kol kach mutal alinu shu, ikar ma Hashem alokinu shu'al mi'imanu. How could it be that after 120, we're going to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to ask us what we accomplished and what we did, and God forbid that we should be derelict in our responsibility to learn the basic tenets, the basic principles, the basic ideals of what it means to be an Oved Hashem. Haytochin sheyiga v'ya'amol sichlinu b'chakiros ha'shalonos chayolam. Listen to this phrase. Could it be that we're going to exert ourselves and work hard intellectually to go ahead and engage in intellectual exercises that we are not obligated to? To go and engage in discussions that produce no positive results, or to engage ourselves perpetually in halacha or to laws that have no practical ramification on us. What he's referring to over here, the Nefesh HaChaim discusses this also. The Nefesh HaChaim writes in the beginning, Nefesh HaChaim says, you know, in everything you do in life, there's a Yetzirah. Yetzirah is always present. So you ask yourself, where's the Yetzirah? Where's the Yetzirah in learning? Where's the Yetzirah in learning? So this is Rav Chaim Volozhiner says something amazing. He says, Yetzirah in learning is sometimes in Eon. So sometimes it's in Eon. What does that mean? He says that sometimes a person becomes so incredibly involved in just an intellectual exercise that he loses perspective on what it is that he's doing. You know, I think this comes up somewhere else other than Ian. I think this comes up in the realm of philosophy. I'm seeing this before Dr. Buck gets here today. In the realm of philosophy. Because, you know, what happens in philosophy? What does philosophy produce? Confusion. Right, philosophers, right? And philosophers produce more philosophy. Now, again, I'm saying this a little bit tongue-in-cheek. There is something very profound to the study of philosophy, but the idea is that sometimes in life we get so wrapped up in our deep philosophical, intellectual ideas, and those are fine to a certain idea, same way that learning Gemara Bi'iyun is also a very good idea, but it can't come at the cost of making sure that I am proficient in the fundamentals. He says, that which we are really obligated to our Creator in a great obligation, could it be, Rabosa, that we spend our times involved intellectually in all other things, and the things, the fundamentals that are most important, we just leave them on the side, we just take them for granted without really ever taking the time to make sure that we're proficient in them? If we have not really looked and we have not really investigated What is Yirah Ha'amitis U'ma'anafeha? What does it mean to truly revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We are purposely not using the translation of fear, but rather using the translation of reverence. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak understands, Yiras Hashem, which I think is the healthier way to appreciate, and that's what we're going to go with. And then Ramchal, the truth is, really translates it that way as well. So what if we don't take the time to really understand what is true reverence of God? Ma'anafeha. What are its branches? Eich nikne osa. How do you acquire a sense of Yiras Hashem? Ve'eich nimalit min ha'heval ha'olami ha'meshakech osa melibinu. This is another piece, as we will see, that very often the greatest challenge in life is not acquiring certain characteristics or traits, but sometimes the greatest challenge in life is avoiding the silliness and stupidity that bogs us down and makes us forget about what is truly important. So this is a very profound yisod. Halot shachach v'telech, af api shedanu chavasa. It's so easy to just go ahead and forget and keep on walking through life, even though we have forgotten what our obligation is. So we'll say, what he's saying is, how can you know? You know, people wake up one day, we all have this moment. I wake up one day and I say to myself, you know what, like, I feel like I'm missing just like some of the core. Like, I know how to keep Shabbos. I know how to keep kashrus. I know Taras HaMishpacha. I know not to wear shatnez. I know everything. But if you ask me, like, do I have Yiras Hashem? So for many of us, the answer is like, I think I do. I mean, I don't do Averos. I try not to do Averos. I feel bad if I do Averos. I guess that's kind of Yiras Hashem. So Chal says, of course I'm not going to know if I have Yiras Hashem if I've never devoted the significant amount of time to try to cultivate that identity within myself. Ha'ava kimokein. Love of Hashem is the same way. Im lo nishtada likboa osa bilibenu. If we don't take the time to establish this feeling of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our heart and to identify all of the different tools that can help us acquire it, I will say, how could I expect to find something in me if I'm not working on it, if I'm not working to acquire it? May ayin yava hadvekus v'hayislahatos b'nafshasinu v'yisparach v'mtoraso. How will I ever find the sense of dvekus, a sense of connection? We'll say hislatus means like excitement, like to be mitlahit. How could we ever go ahead and expect to find a sense of connection or a sense of excitement in our souls with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with His Torah? Im lo nisha el gedulasa va'arum amuso, asher yovid b'libeinu hadvekus hazeh. If we do not go ahead and somehow turn and reflect on His, God's greatness and His exalted status, that will create within our heart a sense of dvekus. Eich titayr machshavtenu. How could we purify our thoughts? Im lo nishtada lenakosa min hamumin shematel bohatava gufani. How could we ever purify our thoughts if we don't take the time to cleanse our thoughts from the blemishes that sometimes the physical world creates? V'amidos kulam. And the truth is, it's true with all of our midos, all of our attributes, all of our character traits. Hatzrichos kimokin tikun v'hayishara. That require one to rectify them, to put them on the straight path. Mi yashreim umi yitakneim im lo nasim leiv aleihem v'lo yedakdek bedavar dikduk godol. We'll say, so again, with all of our midos, how could I expect to ever rectify my midos or get my midos the way I want them if I don't go ahead and pay attention to them and I'm not medakdek bedavar, I'm not meticulous with every single detail? So we'll say, you see what he's saying with this, and this is why this hakdama is so incredibly important, because in this hakdama, what Ramchal is saying is, in anything in life, if you want to go ahead and you want to accomplish something, you need to devote the time. If you want to be a good attorney, so you have, I'm assuming, right? You have to, I don't know, what do you have to do to be a good attorney? I'm just kidding. You want to be a good physician, you want to be a good accountant, you want to be a good Talmud Chacham, whatever you want to be. So if that's true for everything else in life, in order to go ahead and be a good Jew and to have Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikos Hashem, Tikkun Amidos, yes, there's going to be a whole program of study that we are going to follow. But before we get to that, the first reality is a person must be willing to commit the time. Only once the time is committed, then a person will be able to go and accomplish what they want to accomplish. Hello. Im iyanu ala davar iyun amiti. If we really reflect on this in a true way, hayinu motzim oso alamito, If we would really reflect on this and realize how true these statements are, we would go ahead and we would inculcate this truth within ourselves. And we would teach it to others. So if we really accepted this reality, we would A, inculcate it within ourselves. B, teach it to others. Listen to this, how profound this is. Im tivakshena kakesef v'chamat monim techapsena as tavin yiras Hashem. If you seek it out like money, ukimat monim techapesna, and you search after it like treasure, then you will understand yiras Hashem. Eino omer, listen to what he writes, eino omer as tavin philosophia. Said the Reish Lakish doesn't say if you work hard and you search it out, you'll find philosophy. As tavin tchuna, as tavin refua, as tavin dinim. So he doesn't say if you work hard, you'll understand philosophy. If you work hard, you'll understand mechanics. If you work hard, you'll understand medicine. If you work hard, you'll understand law. As tavin halacha, or you understand halacha. Ella, as tavin yiras Hashem. Then you will understand if you work hard, meaning not work hard, if you seek it out like money, like treasure, then you will understand yiras Hashem. So harei lecha shelahavin hayira, in order to go ahead and to appreciate and understand yiras Hashem, tzarech levakish osa kakesef ulechapes osa kamat monim. Right? Listen to this. So he writes, Ramchal says, in order to go ahead and really understand yira, you have to seek it out like money. You have to want it like money and to seek it out like treasure. Rabbi said, this is so profound. Right? We know that if somebody told me that there's a great deal, a business deal waiting for me, and all I need to do is wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and show up wherever I had to show up, and I'm going to make $1 million from the deal, then what? I will say, this is not a shayla. There is not a shayla. And it doesn't matter if I went to sleep 10 o'clock the previous evening or I went to sleep 2:30 the night before. Believe me, I am where I have to be at 3 o'clock for that $1 million. Because cash is king. Because money is important. So Shlomo HaMelech says, and Shlomo HaMelech, this is very meaningful coming from Shlomo HaMelech, because Shlomo is a man who had a lot of money. So he understood the importance of money, the importance of material wealth. And Shlomo HaMelech says, you know what? The only way to be successful spiritually in life is I have to cultivate the same desire for spirituality that I have for money. And the same way that I will do what I have to do to make a living and hopefully be financially successful, I have to be willing to exert that same level of effort for my ruchnius. And if I replicate that same drive, that same desire, then ultimately, again, I will find Yiras Hashem. Az tavin Yiras Hashem. He goes on, he says, Hadai Eifo. Hada efo b'mashim alumad lanu me'avosinu v'kamashim aforsim eitzal kol ben das derech klal o aninsa zman l'chol shar chelki ha'iyun ili iyun hazeh lo yihi ezman. So again, it comes back to what we said before. Is it? Oh, you know, boss, actually, we'll start here. There's the time. All right, well, I know, I'm right in the middle over here. All right, we're going to pick up Emir Tzah Hashem with the section. I don't know, in my sefer, I have a little box before it. Just mark it off in your sefer. It starts, O hanimsa. Oh hanimsa. So just mark off there. That's where we're gonna pick up. Oh hanimsa. Okay, pick up here. Mirza Shem Monday.